It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Billy.
Oh, now, Fat.
Yes.
I've been back a minute.
Yep.
And you all I hear is, give me some time.
Give me some time.
All right, hit it, rabbits.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling.
What is this?
Kids in cars, yes. You've been warned.
You've been warned.
Five, come on, Fat.
Three, two, one. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
I tell you what really annoys me, Jim.
What?
You! You sworn in here after we've been on air for a month. Stupid, stubble-looking, proper cockback! Poor old Wilbur's been doing all the heavy lifting. While you've been taking selfies in the Maldives, stupid backflips. Jim, you can go and get...
Come on, Fat.
But I tell you what else is annoying me, Jimmy boy.
What's that?
Co-ed, co-ted, co-ved.
You mean COVID-19.
Do not interrupt me! Coronavirus, Jim. The whole world's gone mad.
Yes.
You can't buy any shit tickets. The meat's all gone at Coles. No angel hair pasta. Seriously, Jim. What the f*** is going on? There's going to be no one at the footy gym.
Right.
Won't bother your mob. They're used to playing in front of no one.
Oh, that's funny, isn't it?
See what I did there, Jim?
Yes.
Now, that is fun. That is funny. That is humour, my friend. Anyway, it's like I always say.
What do you always say?
Shut up. You lay down with dogs, Jim. You can wipe your ass on it afterwards.
You wipe your ass on a dog?
Jim! Rabs! Shut that idiot up! Turn him off! Me, I'm sick of him. I never thought I'd find something that shits me more than you, Jim. But I have!
What are you going to do?
I am going to live in Antarctica.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
There's no virus. It's warm. And there's plenty of bog roll. World and Jim's Rabsy's on Charles Jill.
He's out. He's
cracked it
out. He's going to live in Antarctica because it's warm. Seriously.
It is the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Billy.
Now, hit it, please, rabbits.
Come on, Rab.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling.
Where are we
headed? Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Five, four, three, two, one. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Ah, Jimmy boy,
yes.
I tell you what I've already had a gutful of, Jimmy boy.
What?
BT! Brian! The Bristler! Finnegan! He's in quarantine in Lawn for 2 weeks, Jim.
Yes.
So we know he hasn't got coronavirus.
No.
But I'll tell you what he's contacted.
What?
Dickhead virus! Finnegan, Jim, seriously. First, he does a roaming segment where he commentates the cars going past his house. Calling cars driving past him. He's lost the plot. Next, Jim, he gives us a tour of his shed.
Yes.
He's got that much shit in there he's stolen from sponsors over the years. His shed looks like a Mitre 10.
Yes.
20 extension cords, 30 ropes, 150 empty jars of Vegemite, Jim. Then, guess what?
What?
He goes inside and makes a cheesecake. What is wrong with him? The completely lost his mind. It's like I always say, Jimmy boy.
Oh, what do you always say?
Never leave a commentator in Lawn on his own. Unusual! He is he is, Jim.
Now, Bill. Now, Bill, I'm listening to every bloody word of that. Just because you can't go down to the bloody froth anymore and down to the cafe with your loose ones and the whole lot, you line up down there and night after night go bang, bang, bang.
Yes.
And you wake up the next day and you wonder what happened. You never turn up to work on time. You're a disgrace.
You're a disgrace.
You're a disgrace. How dare you criticise down when I'm down here doing my due diligence? I'm sitting in quarantine, suffering. You're out there gallivanting around. What do you expect me to do?
Brian.
What do you want me to do? That's why I've got a shed, Bill, so I can do something with it.
Brian,
this is unbelievable.
You're out the front of your house calling cars. Bill, next minute you're in a shed with 150 empty jars of Vegemite. Then you're making a cheesecake. What's
when
wrong with you?
When you weren't playing footy, what did you do? You went out and kicked footies to keep in touch. So I've got to keep in touch. What else am I going to call, Bill? The kangaroo's jumping around, the koala's climbing. What else is there?
There's something wrong with you. Not right. What are you doing right now?
I don't know what's happening. You used to be a good bloke. You're now an absolute and utter scumbag. Depicting off everyone else and blowing them up. I don't know what's wrong with you, Bill. You've lost the plot.
You've lost the plot? What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in the bush building a rock art.
Jim, he's doing rock art.
I am building rock art. People will swamp here after the coronavirus is gone, and they will go, there's Brian rock art.
Rock art.
Because it's coming. It's coming, Bill, on my Insta. It's coming. Brian's rock art.
Oh, Bristol, we need to let you go. Thank you very much for dropping in. That's made my day.
I don't know what's wrong with you, Bill.
Get back to your rocks.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult
themes,
and excessive yelling. Kids in
cars,
you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Come on.
Jimmy boy, I'll tell you what I've had an absolute gutful of.
What's that?
Isolation. Jim, old Wilbur Brownless is not meant to be locked up. It's as simple as that, Jim. I'm sick of watching TV. I'm sick of having the same staring at me in the fridge every day. Drinking cans on my own. Pulling cones, Jim.
Fat.
All right, sorry, I made that last bit up. But, Jim, I'm a social animal, and old Four Eyes Andrews won't let me do what I do best.
What do you do best?
I mingle. Yes, Jimmy boy. I'm a mingler. Ask anyone who wanders down to the bot on a Friday night. All eyes are on Wilbur. Jim, girls are shattered out there everywhere. They're ringing, they're DMing me, telling me they're not getting their Friday night fix of old Billy boy.
Not one girl has rung you in 2 months.
Shut up, Jim, you weird head f***ing freak. I'm talking, you listen. It's like I always say.
What do you always say?
Win the crowd and you'll win the freedom.
You've just ripped that out of Gladiator.
Jim Ramsey, turn the off, will you? I'm sick of that bald-headed freak up there on Zoom or whatever he's on. Fair dinkum. If I'm not let loose soon, Jimmy boy, I'm going to lose it completely.
Battle it out.
You've already lost
Jim, shut up. 170 Ks a day on the bike isn't enough. I'm an athlete, Jim. Just ask Adidas. So listen up, Dan. Get your head out of your ass. Loosen these restrictions and set Willis free. Then look out, Jimmy boy. Melbourne ain't going to be big enough.
You actually live in Geelong.
Get f***ing rid of that f***ing I tell you what. Melbourne, Geelong, Tarneet, Devon Meadows, or Meadows or wherever it is, it doesn't matter. Free Willy. That's what I say. Free Willy, Dan.
Stop him from talking.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode.
Calm down, Pat.
This is Billy's Bake.
Now, Jim, there comes a time in every man's life when he's had enough, where he's reached the end of the rope. A time when he can take no more, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Well, for Anthony William, That time is now! I'll tell you what I should have heard twice in my life, Jim.
Number 16, Billy Rowless.
And there I go up on stage and get my medal.
Yes.
But I didn't hear that. No, no. And guess why, Jim?
Why?
Because Hawthorne and Carlton are cheating. That's why! Overpaid salary cap cheating. I always knew Carlton did it in 95, Jim.
Yes.
But now Hawthorne in 89, they cheated. I should have realised, Jimmy boy, it was right under my nose.
What was?
How could Piggy Dunstall afford the saloon bar? Answer me that. Brereton was driving around in a Ferrari, Jim. In a red Ferrari, I said.
I heard you.
Well, say something, you dead. The karma train will run those over, I'm telling you, Jim.
Well, it's been 30 years and it hasn't happened yet.
Shut the Seriously, Feardicum, Pritchard, Buchanara, Condon, Madigan, Mad Dog Madigan, Feardicum, Jim. How did they play in a premiership and I didn't?
Because they're bloody good players.
Oh,
that's
Feardicum,
it.
Oh. Ramsey, shut that up! I'll kill that. It's like I always say, Jim.
Oh, no.
Every dog has its day. Unless you played for Geelong in the 90s.
Oh, no.
Salary cap cheating has cost me two premierships, Jim.
Mm.
And those greedy Hawthorne have already won five. They can get You can get You can get Rebsy. The listeners can get Morrissey, DeWald, Ali DeWald, Jim.
He didn't play.
The fly Russell Morris, Jim.
He didn't play either.
Dipper. Dipper can't talk, Jim. Gary Ayres. Those big teeth. Come on, Ayres.
Oh, no.
Nara.
Oh, no.
And Greg Deer. Feeding a Greg Deer, Jim. Deer in the headlight. Wow, wee.
Turn him.
Poor old Anthony Liam. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
He's off.
Oh, no. Oh, my stomach hurts. Ali DeWald.
Oh.